K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University on this Saturday lunch hour. Recording this on this lunch hour, July 12, 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Once again, thank you for taking time out of your evening or your Sunday morning to listen to this podcast. Of course, episodes this week come out in prime time unless there are multiple or breaking news events that pop up during the day, during this calm down period. But I should be counting days now. Obviously, counting down to the kickoff of the 2025 K-State football season. Farmageddon, the 2025 Farmageddon edition between K-State and Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland, to kick off the college football season, a.k.a. Week Zero, even though I don't really like that term. But hey, Week Zero, K-State, Iowa State, and of course, Big 12 Media Days happen this week, so we have episodes out for you. And of course, fresh episodes, two of them. Right now on Podbean, you guys can listen to you during the weekend. Of course, you have to download it by Podbean at first. Channel Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-E Apostrophe Podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-D-I-E Apostrophe Podcast there. Myself and Alex Aiden. Again, we're going to be starting the breakdown. We'll talk about the positions for K-State football. Of course, they'll be going to their fall camp here very soon, according to VJ Payne, this week, 2 weeks from that as well. And it's going to be crunch time here, not before too long. Not just for football, but other K-State fall sports as well, including K-State volleyball also as well. Sticking back with football, obviously, Alex mentioned, talked about it a little bit in the freshest edition over there on the bonus episode of Podbean, the class of 2023 for K-State. Oh, and it's big on this roster, and it's showing up on this roster, obviously, and they hold the keys to K-State can get back to Arlington and win another Big 12 championship. Obviously, that's highlighted by, of course, your QB1, Avery Johnson, in the mix there as well. Going down do this here. Obviously, you know, Trey Spivey unfortunately transferred, who was probably going to be one of the focal points tagged with Chase Brown, obviously. But Trey Spivey, we talked about that during it back in the last year when he did announce his unfortunate hitting the transfer portal there as well. So, but Jordan Allen, Joe Jackson. Kind of underrated. Dylan Edwards, rightfully so. He really needs to shine, in a national spotlight. He ain't getting enough credit for that, obviously. We know Dylan Edwards. Avery Johnson is right when he talked to some of the other podcasts this week. He's not getting enough publicity and. And according to this podcast, neither is Joe Jackson. He's becoming, we ain't talked about him enough. Well, we have in the past, but lately we haven't given him enough shine there. And that's a 1-2 punch. And of course, you got a you hit in the transfer portal with another running back that we talked about earlier in the spring there as well. So they are three deep at running back there. And Joe Jackson really shined in the back end of last year. So there's a lot, even before Dylan Edwards, there was Joe Jackson. A lot of talks around him, he's been put to the back burner. Now I bring those two up because, look, I think Joe Jackson is going to be, you talk about 1-2 punches in the past running back duo for K-State. In the past, what comes to my mind off the bat, obviously, John Hubert, Angelo Pease. DJ Giddens, Dylan Edwards, DJ Giddens. Obviously, DJ Giddens, Deuce Vaughn in the Big 12 Championship year as well. So, it goes on and on, man. K-State has got some pretty damn good backs. Really, not just before my time up here in the Midwest, But even during, so obviously, the Darren Sproles, the Daniel Thomas. When I first came up to K-State, obviously, it was a Daniel Thomas show. And the tradition, Chris, again, despite, obviously, heavy criticism of, not fully getting to that past that win total, Chris Klieman has done a great job continuing the tradition. The recruiting staff, Taylor Bratt, has done a tremendous job of this, continuing this trend of bringing tremendous backs through Manhattan, Kansas. And I think this year, it's going to be no, Sam's going to apply for this year. Joe Jackson, Dylan Edwards, who we clamored on the show last year, again, I don't think they're giving the ball to him good enough in his offense. We'll see what Matt Wells does this year. I'm really intrigued. We'll see what he's going to do. I think they're going to spread the ball around, obviously. Give it to your playmakers. We've heard a lot about the playmakers this week from K-State's own players. A couple of wide receivers in particularly. Bradley, and by the way, we did talk about Bradley. Excuse me. On the show a while back. That did not feel good. But yeah, man. JB Bradley, we did talk about him. And now I think about it, it's like, what? Who is this guy? But yeah, we did kind of think about it. We talked about him in one of the new a while back when we were in that period where we were talking about the newcomers on this roster for K-State football. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritter III here on this Saturday edition of this podcast. This will come out tonight, per usual, for you guys here. Thank you for tuning in. But yeah, so Bradley, Jahmyr Tibbs, that's the name that's been rolling off everybody's mouth this week. So, but again, I don't want to go on that rant. We talked about it enough between myself and Alex Aiden. On this past episode, we talked about that. We talked about it plenty since the creation of this podcast. So I'm going to put a hold on that for right now as well. But this 2023 class holds the key. Donovan McIntosh still on the roster. And another name that could potentially be a star. We said his name a few times. Asa Newsome. Of course, Newsome unfortunately got hurt last year, was out for the season. Asa Newsome. Woo! So this guy, if he can stay on the field, could be something. We already know that Austin Romaine was on the back end of the scale. But again, a couple years ago, a lot of people said his name, he's going to be a player. And Lord and behold, he's right there in the mix. He's right there. He's getting Big 12 honors, and rightfully so. He's obviously, in my book, one of the better linebackers in the Big 12 for sure. Will Ancio, I have said his name plenty of times on this list there. Rex Van Wee, Ryan Davis, that name. Chris Klieman talked about him. there are a lot of players that brought up his name as well. So, again, I'm telling you, this 2023 class, this core, and if you go back to to my other podcast, the EG3 podcast, I know I've said this a lot. We're talking about the core pieces. This 2023 class holds the key. And a lot of these, yes, there's a couple people that are not on the roster anymore. But a lot of these guys, his name here, Chidi Obiezer. Again, I just talked about Chase Brown, playmaker last year. I see it. Yeah, again, I trust Chase Brown. I'm going to leave it there. Jack Fabris came up big last year in some certain spots. With the play that comes to mind, the return to the return, I think it was an interception for a touchdown or a fumble. No, I think it was a fumble recovery for a touchdown that helped us propel us against Tulane last year and some other big plays. So Fabris, Wex Van Wee, and you're adding on the transfers, the newly transfers onto this team. Boy, I tell you. Now it's the time. It is the time for, obviously, Avery Johnson leading the way with this class. You got to get it done. And it is time. I'm anxious to see. You have between these guys, they have a lot of playing experience on the field. Now it is time to show us what you learn and take this team to another level. Take this team to another level. Get another couple of wins. Be in the mix. And I think, really, for number one, be right there. Your preseason number two for the second straight year. It's time to play like it. It's time to play like one of the top dogs in the Big 12 for sure. So, Alex brought up a great point there. And you'll hear his point. You'll hear his point of view. If you, again, join us on Podbean, download the app, Greer 380's podcast there. That's our latest episode, our fresh episode, bonus content of this podcast. So, yeah, man. Just explain a little bit even further than that. You should be excited. So we'll see what happens here. Obviously, you build and build. And then, of course, you know, your championship caliber teams have a core that's played together since it's freshman. Okay, this K-State team has just... I didn't say that fully, but Big 12, hell yeah, for sure. This team should be right there in the mix for a Big 12 championship, no question. And it really starts and ends with this 2023 class a couple years ago that was it still is the best recruiting class ever to come to K-State. It is now time to show us that. It's all going to start. The road to Arlington is going to start August 23rd here in a matter of a week and a half, or a month and a half, against Iowa State. So definitely a lot more to come on the football side for sure there as well. But yeah, this roster is highlighted by this class there as well. So very, very, very excited to see how they're going to bounce back. You have that momentum with the come-from-behind win against Rutgers in the Rape Bowl. So, you have that. You have guys that are playing well off-screen. We want to see it on the field and on the TV screen. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content, of course, Podbean app. I've said that plenty of times there. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater, especially a new K-State fan, about this podcast. Alex A. in the state of California, anywhere, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.